the hail on a visit. So the hail came. Every day for 3 hours, he rattled on the roof of the castle till he broke most of the slates. And then he ran round and round the garden as fast as he could go. He was dressed in grey, and his breath was like ice.
"I cannot understand why the spring is so late in coming,"
said the selfish giant, as he sat on the window and looked out at his cold, white garden.
"I hope there will be a change in the weather."
But the spring never came, nor the summer. The autumn gave golden fruit to every garden, but to the giant's garden she gave none. "He is too selfish," she said. So it was always winter there, and the north wind, and the hail, and the frost, and the snow danced about through the trees. One morning, the giant was lying awake in bed when he heard some lovely music. It sounded so good to his ears that he thought it must be the king's musicians passing by. It was really only a little linnet singing outside his window. But it was so long since he'd heard a bird sing in his garden that it seemed to him to be the most beautiful music in the world. Then the hail stopped dancing over his head, and the